Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to the program. As always, you're invited. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And as always, you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. We may be joined by Joa from Breaking the Flaw. I guess there's some inclement weather here in New Hampshire in some places today. Hasn't really been so bad here, but I guess there's some parking issues he's dealing with, so hopefully he'll be joining us shortly. But in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and welcome back to the program, Matt. Good to have you here.
I think I'm just so used to saying, and Matt, or not and Matt, I just say Matt, because I'm waiting for the third, and tonight we just have you and I so far.
Just me and you here in the studio tonight. I think Joe may be joining us remotely. By the way, I want to welcome any new viewers tonight. We are on a platform I just discovered recently. It's called pilled.net. And you would think it means red-pilled, but their logo has both a red and a blue, like a double-sided pill, where one side's red, one side's blue. I haven't really taken the time to look at the other broadcasters here, but just at a glance, it does look like it might be a little bit right-leaning, which is totally fine, whatever. As long as they don't kick us off, then
right.
That's cool.
Any port in a storm at this point, right?
Yeah, and we are off of YouTube at this point. They should be, maybe we'll be unstricken within the next week or so, but yeah. There's no stability over there.
You can't rely on YouTube for anything.
Absolutely not. So we're there, and we're also on several other platforms in the video world. You can go to video.lrn.fm. You get the full list there. Of course, we still prefer Odyssey, and we'll be watching carefully this not quite next week, but 2 weeks. There's going to be a hearing for the library company, lbry.com. Mm. Which is likely going to be going out of business shortly because the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, has targeted them, and they won their lawsuit, unfortunately. The SEC won the lawsuit, and so now they're doing the what they call the settlement phase, where they're coming up with some coerced agreement, which is basically going to bankrupt Library, put them completely under. And the scary part is they're now going after Odyssey. They're saying, the SEC is saying, well, we think Odyssey's related to you guys, because at one time it was, and then they spun it off into its own separate company. But you guys were once related, so therefore we want to destroy Odyssey as well.
They are really, really the biggest scumbags on the planet. They are the worst people that there are. Like, how awful.
I don't know. The FBI is pretty bad, too.
Any alphabet agency. Yeah. I'm just saying they right. love to be collectives. They're into their collective, so I don't mind calling them they. If there's one of them, I call it they. And I certainly don't call it a person. It's an it. That's an evil, absolutely backwards, garishly bad entity.
Speaking of they, if you want to weigh in on any of this stuff, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. But speaking of they are meeting right now in Davos. I don't know if you've been following the World Economic Forum situation at all.
I try not to follow it. I saw a very fun, I don't want to put too much faith in Elon Musk because, I don't know, he just seems too mainstream to be real. But the fact is, he surprises me day after day after day.
What did he say now?
He tweeted a poll with a selection of two choices, yes or no, and it was something like, should the World Economic Forum be the world government, or something like that. And it was an overwhelming, it was like 86% no.
Okay.
I'm surprised that there was I don't know who, the 14%, I got to imagine, were trolls or absolute psychos. Maybe it was
there's still some big government people on Twitter.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, the vast, vast majority said no. And then he asked another question that wasn't a poll. And it basically wasn't a question. It said, it's clear that people don't want the World Economic, anything to do with the World Economic Forum and have no desire to be led by them. And, you know, obviously that arrived to a million likes and reshares and so forth.
Yeah, didn't he have some sort of position with them in the past?
He was invited in 2015, I think, is what it said. And he said he was kind of using it as a pot shot against them to saying that he wasn't going anymore.
Okay.
And they responded, the World Economic Forum responded by saying, well, we haven't invited you since 2015 or something like that.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I feel the same way about him as far as what you were saying is, like, sometimes he says some things that I really like and I'm surprised about. Like, he's come right out and said the government is a monopoly on violence. Like, he's said things about that. Saying things that sound very, very libertarian. But then in the next moment, you know, he's taken welfare in the, you know, number of millions, if not billions of dollars from the federal government. Uh-huh. And at the same time, you can't blame someone for doing that per se. Like, well, they're taking money from you. You might as well take it back if you can. Of course, then you have to deal with whatever strings come along attached to that.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know.
I equate him to, you know, and it's not a big stretch, but Ferdinand Porsche did the same thing. You know, Porsche and Volkswagen never would have been anything if Adolf Hitler hadn't ordered so many people's cars, right? He was trying to equip Germany with a cheap mode of transportation that anybody could afford. And Ferdinand Porsche took that carrot.
Okay.
And today we have VW and Porsche because of it. It was just a guy with a dream who wanted to build a car, and he made a deal with the devil. And that's kind of what Elon Musk has done, is just taking the same deal with the devil.
So the World Economic Forum is in the midst of their, I don't know if it's yearly or whatever, meeting that they have in Davos, which sounds like a place where evil people would get together.
It does.
And it's
like a sinister name.
Yeah, it is. And of course, the main guy there, Klaus Schwab, is very sinister. But what has been what has been interesting so far is that the people from Rebel News are there. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this news agency. This is kind of like an independent, maybe they're right-leaning. I'm not real sure on what their politics are, but I'm going to guess they're right-leaning. This independent group that I think started in Canada, and they were the ones that were doing like the best on-the-ground reporting from the trucker thing that happened in Canada.
That's where I've heard of them before.
Yeah. They had multiple people out there at different areas in Ontario and doing live streaming, and they caught all kinds of crazy stuff on live video. So, and apparently they've been around for some time, and they've got agencies or bureaus, if you will, in other parts of the world. And so they've got multiple people from other parts of the world that have come together to Davos, where they are in the streets. And they're doing ambush interviews of people like, well, the CEO of Pfizer. Because apparently they're not holding this meeting, this World Economic Forum, wherever it is in Davos, is not in the same place where all these people are being housed or whatever. I'm guessing, because they're in the streets, too. So, like, the CEO of Pfizer is walking from presumably his hotel, or maybe he had some other meeting somewhere else, and he's walking to the actual convention location.
Huh.
So if you're in the streets at Davos and you got a video camera, you have the opportunity to corner, or at least the best you can, because they've got security around them, and they're not going to be cornered per se, but you get the chance to talk to them. They won't necessarily respond back to you.
Yeah.
But it does result in some interesting video that has been coming out. The Rebel News Canada is reporting. They actually put up their own website. They did this during the trucker thing, too, where they'll launch their own URL that redirects over to their website. So their website is WEF, like World Economic Forum, WEFReports.com. And so that's where they're putting all of the various different videos and filings and such that they're getting over there. So I just wanted to play some of this one. I'm not going to play the whole thing. The whole thing runs for 6 minutes, and about half of this video is them just trying to get a simple answer and asking a variety of questions of Albert Bourla. That is the CEO. This is the guy behind Pfizer. Here's what they said to him on the streets.
Mr. Bourla, can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
Answer that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission, but why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%.
Now, this guy, Ezra Levant, is the founder, as I understand it, of Rebel News. He's the one asking the questions here. And he's literally right next to Albert Bourla while walking down the street in Davos. He's got some security there. There's really, it appears, only two security agents that are accompanying him. So they're not like, you know, they, at a certain points during the video, they kind of step in between him and they do a little bit to kind of put some space in between him and Mr. Bourla from Pfizer. But, I mean, he's walking literally shoulder to shoulder. He's got unfettered, virtually unfettered access to him, but yet not a single answer to any of these questions.
But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
I won't have a nice day until I know the answer. Why did you keep it a secret that your vaccine did not stop transmission?
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir, to give refunds back to the countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine?
So he's actually being double-teamed here. The other gentleman is Avi Yamini, who is another reporter with Rebel News. There's actually two Rebel News reporters here.
Tag-teaming him.
Yeah, peppering him with questions, and he can't do anything except just keep walking because he's got to get to where he's going, and apparently they're not driving him in a limousine, which is strange.
Yeah, that's strange.
Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
Are you proud of it? You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods. How does that feel to walk the streets as a millionaire on the backs of the regular person at home in Australia, in England, in Canada?
What do you think about on your yacht, sir? What do you think about on your private jet? Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
No, he shouldn't be worried about liability, at least not in the United States.
No, they shielded them from that at the outset, yeah, right?
That's right. And it's true of all vaccine manufacturers, I think, in the U.S. Maybe there's some liability in some other countries around the world, but
is that right? Here. I thought they just shielded them from that for this one.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a standard issue. Shielding or whatever.
Well, you know, every time somebody opens their mouth about a vaccine now, it just turns me into more and more. I was never an anti-vaxxer.
Mm-hmm.
But every time somebody opens their mouth now,
sure is suspicious.
It's just like one more thing. It's like, Jesus, how can I get behind this anymore, you know?
Keep going here.
What about the sudden deaths?
What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day?
So
why don't you answer these basic questions?
He's got a handler now who's shown up. There's a woman, at least she wasn't easily visible in the early part of the video. So he's got at least two security agents and now a woman dressed in red who's got him by the hand and is just kind of leading him around.
No apology, sir.
Do you think you should be charged criminally for some of the criminal behavior you've obviously been a part of?
Bizarre part of this walk that he's doing, he even though he's been handled and like taken by the hand, he crosses this street into this sort of cordoned looking area and immediately is told that he needs to turn around and go in a completely different direction. So it's like, it's almost like they don't even know where they're going. It's very strange to watch this happen. You would think they would have it together a little bit better.
I think it seems like a pretty great big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's very strange that they don't even really know where to take this guy, but they end up getting there.
How much money have you personally made off the vaccine?
How many boosters do you think it'll take for you to be happy enough with your earnings?
I'd be happy to know if he took it himself.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if any of those people actually took their own jab.
That's another good question. I suspect he wouldn't answer that one either.
There's no way if I was one of those guys I'd be doing that. That's for the low people.
Yeah. The test victims.
Yeah.
the guinea pigs.
Who did you meet with here in secret? Will you disclose who you met with?
He's just got a, he's got an S-eating grin on his face right now, by the way. He just kind of has this big smirk that comes across his face when that question gets asked.
It's probably because he's a depopulationist like the rest of them, and he's thinking about the day this guy that's questioning him is going to pop off, and he doesn't have to deal with those pesky underlings anymore.
Well, of course, these reporters have not taken the vaccine.
Right, of course.
With Rebel News.
Do you pay commissions to? In the past, Pfizer has paid $2.3 billion in fines for deceptive marketing. Have you engaged in that same conduct again?
So this is pretty much it. He comes to. There's a few more questions, but that's sort of the gist of it. He started by answering like blow off kind of answers, and then he finally realized he should just shut up and not say anything at all. But it is interesting to see this happening. That these guys do actually have the ability to reach these individuals in public, which was a surprise to me. There's actually another video, not by Rebel News, by some other independent lady. Who is some kind of an Asian independent journalist, who she happens to, it's a nighttime video, she happens to encounter Klaus Schwab,
who
is the head of the World Economic Forum, and you can tell she's just like a little Asian lady, right? Like just based on her voice, and of course Asian women tend to be fairly small, and she seems to be all alone in like this back alley or wherever it is that she encounters Klaus Schwab and a few of his security agents, and she does get Schwab at first appears to blow her off. Then he turns around and asks, "What media are you with?" And as soon as she says, "I'm an independent reporter,"
he walks away.
He immediately like blows her off. I forget exactly what he said. He says something like, "Oh, blah," you know, like
because he doesn't have any control there.
Right.
These guys have tentacles at the bigs at CNN, at Fox. You know,
if
MSNBC,
it was a big mainstream media, he would have given her 30 seconds or a minute or whatever.
He is able to curate the news at those places. With this lady, there's no way for him to do that.
No, and in fact, the mainstream media has been issuing reports about the World Economic Forum just doing the standard quote-unquote fact-checking where, the conspiracy theorists say this and that, and the World Economic Forum doesn't want to rule your life or anything
like
that.
You can take the, whenever the mass media is doing those fact-checking things, you can know that what you're hearing is probably the truth. If the mass media is saying it's not the truth, it's probably the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, I don't know if they're streaming this. I know that in the past they have, so it wouldn't surprise me if there's a live stream of the actual, at least some of the content of the World Economic Forum. And it was interesting last year watching some of the clips from that because they're just coming right out and admitting the kind of things that they want to do.
Pulling no punches.
Right. It's not a secret anymore.
And what's that like? How brazen do you have to be to say things like you'll own nothing and you'll like it or whatever that guy
said?
That's
what they said. That was 2016, I think.
Yeah, and that same guy, I think it was that same guy, has said a whole bunch of other really creepy, bad stuff in the past. Like his laundry list of quotables, it's really, really off the wall. And, I think he might have been the source of the cricket diet, too, or something like that, whatever that.
They're pushing that.
Yeah,
the World Economic Forum is absolutely pushing bug eating, for sure. It's one of their things. Another thing that they're pushing this year, according to ReclaimTheNet.org, in a story posted a few days ago, the World Economic Forum is now declaring quote-unquote misinformation as a top global risk. They published a report just before their annual meeting citing misinformation and disinformation among top global so-called risks in a report covering the period of the next 2 years and of the next decade. These days, the poorly, if at all, defined concepts of misinformation and disinformation are often used by governments and social media they influence simply as a one-size-fits-all excuse to censor information and stifle free speech, which, of course, is exactly what we've been seeing in these Twitter files, which have you been following those?
Yes.
It's gotten so, there's so much content, I've just been like, okay, well, I've seen enough at this point.
Yeah,
like,
and that's kind of where I stopped looking at it a couple weeks ago. I don't know if they kept doing it or
they
not.
They keep doing it.
It's been not necessary for me to look at it anymore. Like, I know. We already knew, but
this is the confirmation of what everybody was...
You know, will it result in criminal charges for anybody?
No, of course not.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, they weren't, arguably from their perspective, they weren't doing anything illegal, right? Like, it's not illegal to have an FBI agent come to your company, have a meeting with you, if that's what you want to do. You want to talk to him. I don't recommend you do, but if you want to sit down and talk to him, and then the FBI agent says, hey, we think you should... We've read your company policies, and we think that these people are violating your company policies. We're just going to give you a list of people that we think are violating your rules, and we think you should do something about it because, you know, we're the government. And it's not the same thing as them
being
ordered.
But no, they had employees who were FBI agents, though.
Sure, that's true.
And if that's the case, and they're dictating policy...
Former.
Right. I'm sure they had very current FBI employees working in that censorship factory.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, and it appears that it is, that's a clear violation of the First Amendment.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to defend the FBI here. I'm just kind of looking at it from a legalistic perspective. I'm not a lawyer.
If there's government employees shutting down free speech, that is exactly what the purpose of the First Amendment is.
You know, their argument would be this isn't free speech. It's a private platform, right? So Twitter has rules. You can't just go on there and say anything you want to.
Is it a private platform if the government has a vested interest in it?
That's a strong argument. Yeah, and they were paying them.
And they were paying them.
There was some sort of, I don't know if it was per whatever or just here's some money, we like you. I don't know what all the details were on the millions
of dollars.
If
that were a private person pulling that stuff, it would be immediate legal action against that person, a criminal legal action against that person.
Mm.
There'd be no question about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. In this case, the Justice Department is the ones that would have to bring legal action, so clearly they're not going to bring legal action.
My point there is government doesn't work. People got to stop believing it. It's never going to work. It's never going to happen. You can just give up on it and think of a different philosophy because the one that involves government helping you is not the one that's real.
No doubt. The number, if you want to join the show here, it's 603-283-6160. Of course, the World Economic Forum is pushing the opposite view. They're pushing the view that the government is here to help and that they're going to help get rid of misinformation and disinformation with the help of all their buddies in the social media world, the big tech world. I don't know if you heard anything about the conservative drama that's going on today. There's more conservative infighting happening over this guy Steven Crowder.
Yeah.
He's released at least portions of the contract that he was given by a conservative media company, and a bunch of conservatives are mad at him for telling the truth about what was going on behind the scenes and what the offer was that was put on the table. We can talk about that coming up here in moments. You can also share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The White House will not negotiate on raising the debt ceiling. The White House Deputy Press Secretary said Congress must act to do so without conditions. Her comments come as many Republicans in the House have demanded spending cuts to increase the limit. House Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
In the end, I think the important thing to remember is that America must never default on its debt. It never has and never will.
Reaction is pouring in about actor Alec Baldwin being charged with involuntary manslaughter for the death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchinson on the movie set of Rust. Reporter Gene Mattis has been covering the story for Variety and says whatever happens, Baldwin will have a tough time bouncing back from this.
It's certainly not good for his career, even if he is acquitted, and there will always be people who think that he did something wrong.
CBS is planning to broadcast Super Bowl's greatest commercials. That'll air on February 8th. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And it's Ian and Matt here in the studio tonight. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you there. If you want to help me out a little bit, if you appreciate the work that I've done over the years, you can write a letter to the judge in the Crypto 6 case. You may have heard that I was found guilty on all 8 completely victimless charges in federal court last month. It's been actually almost a month since that happened at this point. My sentencing date is going to be in April. It'll be April 14th. And we need to get some letters collected well before that date. I'm not sure what the deadline is for this, but if you want to write one, then doing it sooner rather than later. Thank you for the roughly, I think, 2 dozen or so letters that I've received so far.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you to everybody. It's been really, humbling to, of course, read how you've affected somebody, right? Like to read the positive influence that you might have had on people's lives. So thank you to everybody that's taken the time to do that. Hopefully it will make a difference. You can get all the details on how to write that letter. I mean, I'll tell you exactly how, but like you want to include information about yourself, your history. Maybe you were in the military or something like that, or you've, you know, worked for the government. Obviously that helps to have that particular perspective. You don't want to spend time talking trash about the prosecutors or, you know, the FBI or whatever. It's not the place for that kind of thing. Just focus on how I have helped you, how I have helped the community. Those would be the ideal things to focus on in these. And include your contact information so the judge could, in theory, reach out to you if he has some questions for you. You can go to letters.freetalklive.com to get the details on how to do that. That's letters.freetalklive.com. The mailing address is there as well. We're talking about the World Economic Forum. Their meeting is going on as we speak in Davos. Big corporate executives, big government goons, politician types, they're all there.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, one thought I had about that is, you're talking about this guy from Pfizer, this Pfizer hotshot, the CEO.
The CEO, yeah.
He's the boss. He's the big boss. He was in on whatever there was to be in on,
yeah,
for
was.
Sure.
And he sounds like a thug.
He sounds like a toad. Mm-hmm. For one thing, yeah, that's one thing I want to say, too. Every time, you know, Henry Kissinger, all these evil old dudes always sound like toads. Like,
yeah. Have a nice day.
You know, like, why do you sound, you know, not like Major Payne. Major Payne sounds like a guy who's been through the ringer and came out alive and well on the other side. These guys sound like they are just absolute Darth type.
They're,
you know,
bad.
Sith lords.
Bad guys.
And then the other thing I want to say is, when it comes to these people, you know, my whole cooking career, people, you know, my waitresses would come into the kitchen. They'd be like, oh, my God, so-and-so's here. You know, somebody famous would walk, mm-hmm, through. And I'm like, I never would have spotted them. You know,
sure.
I don't know these people. Them. I'm so detached from that. And I would never know who. I could walk down the street right next to the CEO of Pfizer and have no idea who I was standing next to.
Sure.
So maybe it's a good idea. And I know I'm not the only libertarian that detaches themselves from that reality because it's just disgusting and I don't want to be anywhere near it. But maybe that's a bad idea. Maybe it's a good idea to learn the faces of these people so you know them when you see them and, you know, walking down the street at some point.
Yeah, it would still be hard. Like, even if you knew what this guy looked like, he just looks like some dude, you know? He's not someone you're going to be intimately familiar with, even if you've seen his... Like, I've seen his picture before, but you would really have to study him, I think, to be able to pick him out of a crowd or something like that. But let's go to your phone calls. We got more to say about the World Economic Forum. Let's talk to Major Payne in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Well, it's good to know I'm not a toad, though I don't remember getting kissed by the princess.
Hey, Major.
What's on your mind tonight?
So, he's not quite a politician, but he's definitely a libtard mouthpiece. Old Alec Baldwin is up on charges. They're charging him with manslaughter.
Yeah, I heard he might be facing all of 18 months in prison.
I think that's minimum in New Mexico. He could be facing up to 5 years.
Okay. Well, I'm facing 20 for selling Bitcoin without a government permission slip.
Oh, I know. the redundancy does not go over my head.
Yeah.
But the other little news blip I got for you is not only the oldest woman in the world, but the oldest nun ever, has died in France at the age of 118.
Wow, that is old.
She missed making 119 by only a couple, 3 weeks. She was born in February of 04.
Wow, that's amazing. So what do you think about this Alec Baldwin thing, Major?
Well, I think he's a damn fool, and he didn't know what he was doing. He pulled back the hammer, let it slip out of his gun, and killed the broad. He never should have been aiming the gun at her. They never should have had hot rounds on the set.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of never shoulds right there.
Yep.
And I can't believe his ass ain't been cooked already, quite frankly.
I want to know what took so long.
What was it, 2 years ago or a year and
a
half?
A while
feels
back.
Like a while.
They've been investigating it for a year. I just heard about it this morning.
What was there to investigate? Like, how deep of an investigation did that really have to be? Alec Baldwin pointed a gun at somebody. One way or another, it discharged, mm-hmm, and they are dead. End of investigation.
Let's just look at IQ factors. This is Sarah's home state.
Oh, it actually happened in New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it happened in New Mexico. They were filming the movie Rust.
Mm.
Low-budget Western.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, I've never liked that guy or his politics or the way he stacks three soapboxes up and uses them to, you know, his best effect.
Sure. I've never thought anybody in the family was a very good actor, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything of those that just, you know, got to me.
They were B-plus at best. Mm-hmm. And I think there was like four of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bunch. Thanks, Major, for bringing that to the table tonight. Definitely appreciate it. Yeah, that's definitely in the news today. If you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us. Let's go to the phones. Caller, you are on the air on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Hey, it's Dave in New Mexico. No, I'm just kidding. It's Olivia in Arizona.
Hey, Olivia. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, man. Well, I have several things to talk about. I really called to talk about an advertisement. It's actually, I called about advertisements. I love your new format. Like, the less ads has been so awesome. And I'm not even a person who hates ads. Like, they're not that bad. I find out about new things that I'm interested in. I kind of try to get, I actually majored in marketing, so I guess to me it's slightly interesting to see, like, to learn about writing copy and, like, hey, does this hit home for me? Would I buy this? You know, what are people's ideas? Because I always wanted to start a business. So I kind of approach it, I guess, from more of a, like, an academic standpoint. So, but when it's just constantly every 15 minutes, it gets old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But one place I think does advertisements really well is Instagram. Like, I, like, the things that they tend to focus on advertising, I've seen some really cool stuff. I've bought things from advertising on Instagram.
I'm not familiar. I have not been on that platform for some number of years. What is it that they do regarding advertising that is so effective?
I don't know. I think that they just know what you like and what you're kind of into, and they'll recommend things. So, like, they'll recommend jewelry that's, like, really cute, or, like, a cute T-shirt, or, I don't know, different things like that. Even a vacation ad, like, I can't afford a vacation, but it's kind of nice to see other people enjoying those, so that's okay. Like, it's eye candy, I guess.
So you're not of the opinion, because there's been some discussion on Free Talk Live in recent weeks regarding, you know, the state of advertising. Is it something that is effective still? We're barraged constantly with advertisements, more so now than ever before on the Internet. You know, it used to be you just hear it on television and radio, but now we're in front of screens a lot. We're getting even more ads there. Is it overkill? Is it killing the effectiveness of advertising? You're saying you think some of it's still pretty effective.
Well, I think it depends on what it is. If it's a creative ad with heart, even a radio ad, like, sometimes in my head I will still hear the Quantum Vibe single. I don't know why.
Wow.
And I ended up reading that comic online, and it was actually pretty cool. And I'll tell you another instance. If you've heard of the Avocados from Mexico ads, have y'all heard those?
I've not heard those ads, but I will say the best damn avocados I've had are from Mexico. We've tried some of the South American ones, and they're just not up to par.
One day I was shopping for avocados, and I had that Avocados from Mexico ad stuck in my head, and there was this black lady who was also shopping for avocados, and she started singing it like, right next to me.
Amazing.
You know, you're talking about this, and I'm going to give a free plug to a pizzeria in Binghamton, New York right now. 7979960. Call Bros Eddie's for pizza to go. I grew up with it, and I'll never get it out of my head.
Are they still open?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're one of the first pizzerias in America to deliver.
I'm telling you, jingles are very effective.
Big time.
They get in your head for sure. There's no doubt about that.
I saw an ad today that really made me upset, though, and it was about manatees in Florida. If you go to Crystal River, you can swim with the manatees. And I actually got to do that a few years ago. It was kind of a life-changing experience. It was just so neat because you see them on TV, but, like, to be in the water next to them was really cool. And this ad was saying, oh, we need to get regulators to stop this. People are exploiting and abusing the manatees. And I was like, who writes this stuff? I have been in, like, when you go on the tour, they have to cut the propeller off way before you even get anywhere close to the manatees. Because number one, it could injure them. Number two, it would scare them off. And they told us, like, do not try to swim towards them. Basically, you lay in the water, you float in the water, and you play dead, and they'll get curious and come up to you, but you cannot approach them, you cannot splash, you cannot do any of that stuff. Just lay there in the water. And they did. They're, like, curious, friendly creatures. And so this ad was just so ridiculous. And in the ad that they had put on there, they actually said, and this is what I think was really the real issue, oh, homeowners, they're tired of seeing all these tour boats. And I'm like, I think that's what it's about. It's not about protecting manatees, because, like, if you move too fast, they will all, like, leave, because they're They're not about that. But it was just so off-putting. It's just these crazy people in Florida always want to regulate.
Well, I mean, those people are everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. But thank you for the feedback, the positive feedback. I think everybody has been enjoying the new show format here with way fewer advertisement interruptions. In fact, we don't even have any paying advertisers right now. Your local radio station probably does. If you're listening on the radio, I'm sure you're hearing something. But we don't have anything to talk about, so I'm fine with that.
Can I say one other thing about your letters? I will be writing a letter to the judge, and I have experience in it. I'll send it to you to proofread it first, but... Okay. I've experienced this because I just, a few months ago, I wrote a parole recommendation letter for my cousin who's in prison. He's a nonviolent, victimless criminal. He's in for drug possession. He's one of the most gentlest, coolest people. Like, he always makes me laugh, even from prison. He calls every day. And he's up for parole, so keep him in your positive vibes and prayers.
Sure thing.
Thanks, Olivia. I really do appreciate it. And of course, listeners that appreciate the new format with way fewer ads on Free Talk Live. Like I said, I don't care if we never have another live advertiser on Free Talk Live. As long as we can get the cost of running this thing covered, which is not the case right now, but it could be, and we have the way of doing that, which is, of course, the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. Listeners can contribute as little as $5 a month, which is like... I mean, that doesn't even buy you a cup of coffee these days. It used to, but not anymore. But that's, we're not raising the rates or anything like that. It's just that's what we're asking for. And we got about 100 and change people that are doing it. It would be nice if we had like 300 people doing it. So thank you, Olivia. I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. And the number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to contribute to the AMPS program, it stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. You go to amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you over to... our Patreon, and that is where you can get signed up using your debit card, your credit card, your PayPal account, just like Dan Hargis has done. Dan is a silver level supporter, which means he's doing the $5 a month that we ask for. You do get some perks, by the way, for doing this. You get access to the AMP only podcast, which has the full radio show without any recorded ads included in it, and our appreciation. So thank you for that. Let's continue here to more of your calls. You're on Free Talk Live. Is this Gigi?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Hey, Gigi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I hope you are all in good health today.
Thank you.
You too.
I love when Olivia calls.
Yeah, it's been too long.
When the major calls, because he's a military history buff like me, and I like that in the callers. So... knowing how much you all value current events like me and are news junkies like me, here is a question for all of you people listening, my fellow listeners. I won't say citizens. I know that's a touchy word. So here's a good question. My husband and I were both talking about this prior to my calling. Is it constitutionally permitted, mandated, or is it simply custom that a former vice president hand over documents, correspondence, materials, etc., to the Department of Justice at the time he or she will leave office? What is the correct answer, listeners?
I don't really have any idea.
Yeah, what do you think, Gigi? I don't either.
Do you really want me to play teacher right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Or should I?
I would imagine he's not allowed to have them in his possession, but he does. And I just don't know what the...
Well, custom is not necessarily something legally mandated. Just like when many people were going ballistic, why didn't President Trump hand over his tax returns? Mm. Well, it's not legally mandated. President Gerald Ford chose not to either. So just because it's not legally mandated don't mean it ain't kosher. It's just custom. And if someone doesn't want to, why should they be forced? A libertarian would concur.
For sure.
Right? Okay. So was former Vice President Joseph Biden, was he legally mandated to hand over documents prior or at time of his departure?
Well, those aren't his property. Those documents are property of the United States government. They're not
his. That is correct. But that ownership of property doesn't necessarily equate to it's legally mandated. Just because you get a letter from the Department of Justice that says, hand it over, it don't mean that it's legally mandated, or does it? Where in the Constitution does it dictate that a former vice president at time of departure by a specified date must hand over any and all?
I suspect that is not dictated at all in the Constitution.
Yeah, I bet that's not in the Constitution at all, anything like it, but I bet it is somewhere else in a body of law somewhere.
Boys, you both earn an A-plus tonight. And well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, and the fact is nothing is going to be done to him over this. I mean, they haven't even done anything to Trump over that situation. Remember when Trump's house was raided in 2022?
And do you think it was kosher that they raided his house with a warrant?
No, I mean, I don't think it's generally kosher to, you know, do a you know, no-knock raid, or even if they were knocking in that particular case against somebody who is nonviolent, you know. Although you could argue Trump is as violent as any other president because he sent people to war, but that's another story.
Good point. I like the way you clarified that.
I mean, I don't feel so bad about the government tearing its...
If you had written that in an essay for one of my classes in history or poli-sci, you would have scored an A+.
Well, I got to say this. I don't feel bad. It doesn't make a tear come to my eye to see the government targeting their own people. Go ahead. Tear yourself apart.
Wonderful and long overdue.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't think it's going to come to anything. I mean, it hasn't yet. Maybe it will. Maybe they will file charges against Trump eventually.
Here's my last thought.
Yeah, go ahead.
And please, I would like to know your opinions and any and all listeners as well, because this is also important for me. I'm curious to know how people feel about this. It's all over the news today that the United States Supreme Court could not find the responsible party or parties, plural, who leaked ahead of time how Roe versus Wade was going to be turned over.
Interesting. Okay.
Do you feel that it's long overdue, ladies and gentlemen, that the U.S. Supreme Court should be obligated to uphold various enumerated ethical standards? After all, they are all jurists.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Why shouldn't they be held to the same standards as any other lawyer or judge?
What would that mean in this circumstance? I'm not clear on what you're saying.
Should there be standards, guidelines, ethical standards like every bar association has in a federal territory and United States?
You're talking about pertaining to the handling of documents and things like that? Like
behavior of a jurist.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they, you know, it depends on who leaked the documents. I mean, I'm sure Clarence Thomas didn't leak the documents.
They were saying
don't know that for sure, do you?
Well, you don't know.
I don't know. But
it could have been a law clerk. It could have been,
some little mole, you know.
Who knows who it was or how many were involved? We'll never know. But should there be mandated guidelines regarding behavior, ethical standards, or all of the above governing Supreme Court?
I don't think it would matter.
Why
not? Here's why. I don't think it would matter. You can set all the guidelines you want to, but we know that the government people are free to ignore their guidelines at any time because they would have to punish themselves in order to adhere
correct
to them, and they don't do that.
I agree with you, and therein lies the whole, what's a good word, the whole hypocrisy of it, right?
Well, and the only solution, and thank you, Gigi, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The only solution that's going to work is to completely end this experiment. This federal government is a total failure, and it cannot be changed. You can elect all of the different people you want to, and it will never change anything. Of course, people never do. They always keep reelecting the incumbents. But even if you do elect someone new, they are just seeking power. They're the kind of person that just wants power for themselves so they can reward their friends.
Right. It's not a failure at all. It's a raging success.
That's how it works.
It's a raging success. The government is just, you have to face the fact that the federal government is not there to do what it tells you it's there to do.
No.
It's there to serve itself and its own.
Its buddies.
And it is an absolute raging success, possibly the best per capita ever in the history of the earth. The United States government is the best at serving itself.
Yeah, that's what serve and protect means. It's serve themselves with your wealth that you have created and protect themselves with your wealth from any kind of jeopardy, from any kind of jeopardy to the system, whether that be going after people for developing Bitcoin and alternatives to a cryptocurrency and that sort of thing, or going after people just criticizing the government.
Their biggest threats are, in their eyes, are us normies.
Mm-hmm.
Us poor people, or us average people, are the threats to them. They wouldn't need protection. At which point, they would just, you know, if they could get rid of us, then they could just off all the cops that are protecting them, too, because they don't need those anymore, because they're just more underlings to them.
Well, and maybe that's one of the things they're discussing at the World Economic Forum, which is going on right now. This is the place for the big. This is the place for the mega corporation CEOs, the Pfizers and the Walmarts and these types of
the
people.
The bankers.
The bankers, for sure. The central bankers.
The central bankers are running the show.
Big government politicians, the most influential people on the planet, are in Davos this week for this forum where they're talking about all kinds of ways to control people. World Economic Forum isn't about freedom. It isn't about allowing people to make their own choices. It's about restricting the number of choices that people can have and essentially turning this into, as I think Alex Jones would have said, a prison planet. Right? That's what these people are all about. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, are they all depopulationists? I don't know, but some of them probably are. And there's a little bit more here to share about this. I'm sure there's a lot more to share about the World Economic Forum. If you want to call in and join us here, you're welcome to. Maybe you've been watching it closer than I have. I've been not been watching it closely. I believe there's a live stream of this thing. And so we're going to see some interesting clips.
I have a feeling there's probably a lot of breakout rooms that aren't recorded.
I know,
there's
you're
probably
right.
a lot of
secret meetings.
Secret meetings that are not, you know, probably meetings that are secret even amongst themselves.
Yeah, the main track with the video is where they tell you the things they're ready to tell you.
Right.
But they're also targeting misinformation, so-called, and disinformation. They're saying this is a global risk. Let's translate. Freedom of speech is a risk, according to these people. That's what they don't like. They don't like any information that is contrary to what they are putting out there.
Government is a religion. They are the government. They are going to tell you what the gospel is.
We have open phones here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. If you're new to watching us online, pilled.net, also apparently known as the foxhole for some reason. Somebody can call and explain that to me. I don't know what that means. But we're there now. More coming up here. Hour 2 is on the way.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.